I think now more than ever, people want to hear the truth rather than the bullshit. And we're coming hard. The illusions have driven us to this moment. You know, the illusions have really disarmed people. You know what I'm saying?
I think they came clean. They were always doing it. They came clean. It's like living in Philadelphia. Those people don't play. They're racist right to your face. In San Francisco, they'll like be like, oh, yeah, it's okay,
yeah,
man.
Call you sir and miss
yeah,
you,
and they'll know, still screw you.
Give you a cup of tea, and then... You know?
Yeah, and here, it's
but
like, yeah, so...
Like, spit in your face, you know, nigger.
Exactly. So that was always there. I mean, that's exactly what Clinton did, but they were nicer about it.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, so, I mean, like, every dark cloud has a silver lining, and the silver lining is Clintonism's gone. And, you know, the truth is that Obama's era has passed. I mean, it's passed right before our
eyes. This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Mahanoy.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Now more than ever, we need a new politics, right? Engages and moves and, you know, like, if you look at Clinton, even in her best light, and I'm talking about the Clintons, because they're, you know, they're a duad. One, at least one segment of the population had to be sacrificed, and guess who that was?
Mm.
So you're voting for people who have given your people the most pain they have had in generations. Right? Am I?
You're kidding me. I feel like a frog in a boiling pot of water.
Right. Inch by inch, degree by degree.
And it's your fault.
Right, right. You know, we can do it fast or we can do it slow. How do you want it? But it's going to get done. You're going to get, and you will be eating. Yeah, I don't want to hear about how hot it is because it's fine for me, right? Yeah, and that's where we're at. So in a way, it has a logic all its own that could not be sustained. And, you know, like my own personal intuition about the last election is there are people who are, you know, in their 20s and 30s now who have seen their parents locked up for all their lives or their brothers and sisters or, you know what I'm saying?
It's one in three, man. It's one in three.
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Mahanoy.
And in their heart of hearts, in their guts, in their core, they could not vote for that. Because, you know, yeah, she gave a speech, but like I said, that speech never addressed AEDPA or PLRA or the mechanisms that her husband put in place to make today so hellish. And what? When he came out and defended it, like I did this for y'all, you know, I mean, how many times you be slapped in the face before you know that this cat is hurting you, man? You know? And that's where we're at. So, you know, so be it. You know, now's the time to really build, to wake up, you know, to shake off the doldrums of this dream we've been in. Like, it's time to come out of, to disconnect from the matrix. Then the realm of human possibility.
And it was easy to buy that line with Obama selling it.
Yeah. You know, to see him suck up to that pig who, you know, spit in his face daily. You know, he was born in Kenya. I'm going to prove it. I'm sending an investigator to Nairobi. They'll be back in a month.
You know, there was this, we have a piece, I'll send you the transcript of it, from Ken Hartman, who's a lifer in California. He's really smart. He's like, you bust the bubble of the bully by confronting their bullshit. You don't give in to them.
Right. Not by rubbing his back.
You got to go right at them with their lie.
Yeah, but he's not built like that. That's how...
Oh, compromise, go to the center.
No,
and you're...
even that. It's not even compromise, because it's not compromise. Listen, what Obama learned how to do is to ignore and to enable. I mean, because look at this freak from Chicago, this pig, Emmanuel. And he has caused so much pain for Chicago, and this is his homie. This is a cat who was probably one of his closest political operatives and allies. And, you know, he can turn around and say, look, you know, I love black people. Me and Obama played golf together and we played basketball. That's my man. And he spits on black people at every opportunity. So, you know, we can play elite politics that looks good and the hidden hell that average people have to live, or we can say, no, that's okay. I'm not going to be, you know, your lamb for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years to make it look good. You know, you know, let's go.
Well, we got to, because it's coming.
Well, so be it. So be it. I mean, it was, you know, the universe sometimes has a way of waking us the f*** up.
It pushed us off our complacency, that's for sure.
Yeah. Listen, I doubt I'll be getting on again. This is a moment that, you know, like, the bulls don't work no more. The Matrix, you know, you're out of the Matrix, you know?
Yeah, and they're taking more. Hey, you got to take these fascists at their word. They are saying they're going to do this. Do not ignore them.
That's right. They didn't put them in there for the same old. So, you know, you got little kids in middle school and elementary school running through the hall screaming white power. You hear me?
I've seen it.
That's the next generation.
There was, you know, swastikas at Nova, you know, Villanova. There was swastikas on Mount Tom in Northampton.
Right. Yeah, this is their hour. This is their moment. And you know what? Clintonism brought us here. You know, that soft hidden shit opened the door for the real shit. So, you know, you might not enjoy the, you know, the bowl of shit that's sitting in front of you, but...
Can't say that on the radio. Can't say that on the radio, but... You can say P-U-S-S-Y, but you can't say... Right.
You can't say... You know, but, you know, this is not just the end of Clintonism. This is the end of Obamaism.
Wow.
And they're going to rip his things apart piece by piece.
I can already feel it.
It's going to be like watching a fly, you know, have his wings pulled off. Right?
Ow!
It ain't going to be pretty.
I know.
Yeah,
and they're just the bullies to do it.
That's right. That's right. He's given children license to yell nigger in a school room. Yeah. Woodrow Wilson squared.
Yeah, scary.
You know, this was the most racist president in modern times, and Woodrow Wilson watched Birth of a Nation, you know, the Klan cult movie, and he said, this is history written in light. And this was a brilliant man, a PhD, a Princeton president of the university, a learned man. But, you know, he couldn't see past his racism. Now, here you've got a guy who's, you know, dumb as two rocks. And, you know, while he has instinct and guts and, you know, the feel, he has no empathy. He thinks about no one other than self.
Oh, yeah. All that money's going right into his pocket.
The only thing he's ever loved is his wallet. And so things are going to get ugly. And, you know, people are going to have to deal.
Yeah.
All right. Keep your head on.
You too. All right. All right, cool.
The caller has hung up.